Lake Effect Now, I'm Joy Powers. Signing up for summer camp can be stressful. There are so many options, each offering a very different experience for kids, which can make or break their summer vacation. Chris Lawson is an associate professor of educational psychology at UW-Milwaukee, whose research focuses on cognitive development from infancy to early childhood. He joins me in studio to talk about how to choose the right camp for your child and for you. Chris Lawson, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, you know, I'm someone who doesn't have children and hasn't been participating in things like summer camp for quite a while. And when I think of summer camps in general, I think of your kind of standard, you know, bunk beds and a cabin and you're going out on the lake and swimming. But it's really a lot bigger than that now. What are some of the genres of summer camps that are out there now?
Well, I think they're all out there. You know, I think you can pick any institution or any organization that's around your neighborhood, if you're in Milwaukee or anywhere in Wisconsin, and almost everybody's running their own summer camps now. I think there are a lot of options for those traditional summer camps where you'll get your bunk bed, you'll make your s'mores and so forth. But there's lots of other things. If you want to specialize in different sports, if you want to engage in a variety of different activities, I know that there's my children in particular go to art camps, and I know the offerings at the school district that they go to, everything from archery to anything you want to do, you can find it over the summer for your kids.
You know, as you say, almost every institution has their version of a summer camp. And while it's great to have that many options, it's a little bit like going into the grocery store and seeing a dozen different types of peanut butter. Yeah. You go, how do I decide which one is for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's that paradox of choice, right? You can be paralyzed by having so many choices. And I think if I were to give any advice for parents, the best advice is if you're buying peanut butter or if you're making a camp choice, to know what you want before you get into making that choice, right? To know, well, one of the bits there is having a conversation with your child about what they want to be doing over the summer. And then also to know what their strengths are, right? So if you know that what they want to be doing is engaging with their friends, and you know that what they want to be doing is working on their sports activities, or if they want to be working in the arts, that is a really great way to kind of narrow down the choices that you have available to you. But then also, obviously, there's the people who have to bring kids to where they need to go, right? So I think it is, as with any parenting decision, I think a lot of it has to do with a compromise, right? Knowing what your child needs and what they want, but also what's within your, you know, financial means, or even within the guidelines for you to be able to work your summer and not go crazy trying to get your kid to where they need to get to.
Well, and that's something that comes up a lot with the tips on how to choose your summer camp. Mm-hmm. Cost is a pretty big part of this. Some of these camps can be very expensive, some not at all. So how do you go about balancing, you know, the expense with the experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think one way to navigate this question is to, again, scale back and figure out what you're trying to do, right? What your child needs, but also is the goal really to have your child occupied for the summer? Well, if so, the top level to that is just making sure they're in a safe, secure place. And so I know a lot of school districts have enrichment summer programs. I know when I was a child, neither did I want to go to school in the summertime, but nor were there enrichment programs for schools, right? A lot of it was remediation. And so a lot of school districts now have thriving summer programs that students can go to for enrichment that, to speak to the financial burden, it's free. And a lot of the classes that they offer through those are actually, they really are meant to be enrichment. You know, a lot of the arts, a lot of languages, a lot of more fun type activities that kids don't get to do during the school year, but they get to do in their school during the summer, and it occupies like half the day and it's free. So I think thinking about summer camps, kind of adding something like a summer school enrichment program, is a really affordable and financially sound thing to be doing. I'm in educational psychology, and so we study a lot about how that 12-week time away from school can really make it tough to transition back to school. There could be a lot of loss in academic skills over that summer, so spending a little bit of time in school isn't a bad idea.
Well, and I actually did some summer enrichment programs when I was in elementary school. Mm. And, yeah, you did have a lot of things like cooking classes.
Yeah.
Or another one that I think I did was a mystery spy class where, you know, during the course of this program, you unveiled this mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good way to kind of keep active. But, you know, as you say, it's just about half of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets to another point of these summer camps. Sometimes we're talking about, you know, overnight camps, you're there for a long while, or sometimes we're just talking about a few hours out of the day, you're going somewhere, you're learning something, and then you're coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide which type of program is really right for your child?
Yeah. I think that the end part to what you asked is the critical piece, right, is knowing what's right for your child. And I think that that involves sitting down with them and recognizing what their needs are. Some kids early on when they're young might not be prepared to go away for an entire day, let alone for an overnight. Now, some kids might be more flexible about that sort of thing. And so let's put the front end to that first, and that is to say that that is one of the huge benefits to camps, right, is that your child gets an opportunity to meet new kids, to be away and really explore a little bit about their identity and engage with other kids and learn all of those social skills that are really some of the most important things that they'll have to learn at this time in their lives. But I think knowing whether or not your child is flexible enough for the situation that you might be putting them is really important. But on the other end, there's also parents, right? I mean, some parents might not be ready for overnight camp. I think sort of in the middle of that is kind of knowing where you're sending your kids, right? Knowing, getting in touch with the director, finding out as much information about the program as you possibly can. You know, in the age of information that we're in now, you can find reviews on anything, and programs are no different. And I've also talked with parents who oftentimes will send their kids to camp with a friend. And so there is a little bit more, another layer of comfort in there in case a child is at a camp and they're feeling uncomfortable, they're not having an easy time finding friends, there is someone there that they'll know. And so I think there's another number of levels of security that you could put in place when you're making these decisions.
Well, and as you mentioned, there are some parents who will have some difficulty leaving their children at a camp, especially something that's an overnight camp. What are the things that you should look up to reassure yourself that you're sending your child somewhere safe? And what are some possible red flags of a space that might not be the right fit for you?
Well, I think so. For some things to look for, like I was saying earlier, obviously looking for reviews, being sure that if you're not familiar with the place you're looking into, that you familiarize yourself with the institution or the organization that you're looking into. It's never a bad idea to get in touch with the director. You know, if you have any reservations, going to meet with the director and find out as much as you can. I think for most organizations that are running summer camps, they are in the business of wanting to comfort parents and caregivers as best they can. So having difficulty reaching out to these people, that might be a red flag. So another thing that I think is really important is it's almost like a branding question, right? If you're familiar with the name of the organization, then I think it's easy to recognize that they've been around for good reason. And I think if you're new to this game because you have young kids or you're just now thinking of summer camp as an option, then obviously word of mouth. And so talking with other parents, and I think that's a really great way to get strong, solid recommendations. If you find yourself, you know, exploring summer camp options and you start to identify things, locations that aren't familiar to you, I think those are the kinds of candidates that require a more heavy hand in your research and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
I'm glad to. Thank you for having me.
Chris Lawson is an associate professor of educational psychology and leads the Cognitive Development Research Lab at UW-Milwaukee.